This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Hi, my name is Christina Jackson. I'm the program director for the Siskiyou Opportunity Center Wairika office, also known as Community Endeavors.
Hi, my name is Adam. I'm a client of Siskiyou Opportunity Center.
Our organization, what we do is we work with developmentally disabled adults. We provide some job training, some community access, working on social skills, that kind of thing. We're a day program with a work component. Some of the jobs that our clients do, we have the recycling program in Mount Shasta. We offer some clerical services in the Wairika office. Shredding is a big job that we do. Some other things could be some small assembly projects. We do a lot of janitorial jobs in the community, including the rest areas, some of the schools, the fish and game offices. We do that, and that's community integration job training.
I do the mail contract, the marble assembly, general office tasks, photocopying, so those sort of things. And I also do some activities with the other clients. We sometimes do like an art program or maybe some cooking.
Our program originated in 1970 when Lois Listow and some other mothers wanted to form a program for their adult or becoming adult disabled sons. And so there was a need for it in our area for to serve those individuals.
My main issue with my disability, which is autism, is socialization. I used to kind of keep to the background if I had a problem and always thought, maybe I can solve this myself. But sometimes there are things you really need another person to talk. Sometimes just talking to a person in general, I found. So it's learning to go and talk to somebody and just be more social in general. I think it's given me a kind of a purpose in life, and because I think otherwise I'd just be kind of stuck at home and not very social. I needed someone to push me kind of out of my comfort zone there for a bit.
This program is extremely important because people with disabilities, they need a program, they need a place, they need a sense of being, they need jobs. So these programs really assist with that and give them the independence and give them the livelihood that the rest of us enjoy. And so it provides a community for them as well.
You know, if there's a problem, I know I can go to my supervisor and get help. And the other big thing is they helped me get my driver's license. So they struggled with the written part of the exam, so someone helped me study for the exam.
In 10 years, I see the Opportunity Center like what it is today, but maybe even bigger, serving a different group of individuals. As time goes on, we're getting younger clients with different disabilities, different abilities, just a wide range of people, so I see the same, but just later. We measure the impact of success by seeing our clients being successful, and that shows in their participation, in their attendance, and just their general happiness. We can see that.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard about the Siskiyou Opportunity Center, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.